Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tessa Blanchard facing fresh bullying accusations, the AEW video game already facing problems, and we had a new champion and a debut on AEW Dynamite. For Thursday, May the 5th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Tessa Blanchard facing fresh bullying accusations this morning. This comes from Fightful Select, who say via WOW sources, Women of Wrestling, Fightful has been informed of allegations surrounding Tessa Blanchard. After Blanchard deactivated her social media, Fightful was told WOW sources that there has been a bit of a fallout between the two sides. We do not know her status for this week's WOW tapings. One source alleges that in a class in mid-April, Blanchard cut a promo on wrestler Samantha Sage, who is known as Americana. We're told that the promo saw Blanchard tear apart Sage, leading to many trainees speaking up. Per the source, acting classes were cancelled from that point until further notice. At least one trainee was told that Blanchard would be less involved moving forward. Another source indicated that Tessa Blanchard is no longer in charge of training talent. Another anonymous source said, if you are a fan of Tessa, you'd better learn Spanish, implying that she would have to work in Mexico. In the aftermath of the reports, Blanchard took to her Instagram stories to post a quote from Pastor Matthew Hagee, who says, quote, when standing up for your beliefs becomes a matter of great inconvenience, you will stand. Now, Tessa Blanchard has deactivated her Twitter. Her Instagram remains active as fresh allegations of bullying come to the front. Fightful Select is saying they may have more details on this story in the next few days.
Now, I'm not going to lie. Feedback has been overall negative. In our focus group testing, this pre-alpha footage didn't score so well. And what I've been hearing is that you fans want a game that's a little something more like No Mercy. A little something like Virtual Pro Wrestling. In other words, you guys want your game to be fun. So we scrapped everything that you just saw. Everything. Started from scratch. And we've been working around the clock, literally 24 hours, to give you a very special sneak peek of the actual AEW game coming to current and next-gen consoles.
That was Kenny Omega having a bit of fun announcing the AEW home console video game back in 2020. And a lot of excitement about that. Then we've seen some new footage over the last couple of days that many have questioned in terms of its quality and its overall appearance. Now, obviously, the game's not done yet, so something you have to forgive a little bit for that. But according to Sports Gamers Online, it's all not going that well behind the scenes either, as the relationship between Yuke's and AEW is far from positive. According to those close to the game's development, Omega has found himself frustrated and hating working with Yuke's. There have been multiple instances of arguments over the game's direction, as well as constraints on development. AEW has invested significant money into development, but the game is, quote, way over budget at this point. It even required extra investment, but the specific amount wasn't mentioned. These budget issues have led to a number of features of the game either being less than originally planned or cut altogether. AEW wants to increase the roster size, currently at 50, with DLC post-release. But Ukes is pushing for a long-term agreement for future game development before that happens. However, SEO says sources close to AEW say the deal with Ukes is one and done. Another source says it can be repaired, the relationship, when it comes down to desire. If either side doesn't want to continue, then AEW will look for a new partner. Ukes will almost certainly sign for a new deal and is even pushing for it. But AEW is nervous about any long-term deal after this. So not looking particularly fruitful behind the scenes between AEW and Ukes. Obviously, the first time these sides have ever worked together, and with a video game like this, it's a big ask as well for a game development company. I think it's one to see how it plays out. I mean, the one thing that people were upset with yesterday was the roster size and how, you know, in a time where you've got 2K22 and games like Fire Pro Wrestling, where the roster is in the hundreds, a roster of 50 does seem slim. And Ukes seem only committed to making more if a bigger deal is reached between the two parties. Certainly one that we will be keeping an eye on at cultaholic.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
But you should be terrified of the man who's about to come through that curtain. A man who is 7 feet of sheer, unadulterated power. A man who's never taken an L in his life. Ladies and gentlemen, the Big Dub, William Morrissey.
William Morrissey, all the way from Impact Wrestling. One of the stars of Impact Wrestling. Here as MJF's mercenary.
He's a seven-footer.
Look at the size of him.
Deonna Purrazzo in trouble here. Mercedes reaching back, trying to gain that leverage for the Dragon Sleeper, but Deonna biting, and now the Dragon Sleeper's locked in. Dragon Sleeper is locked in.
It's over, and it's over.
The winner of this match and the undisputed Ring of Honor Women's World Champion, Mercedes Martinez.
A great effort by Deonna Purrazzo, but Mercedes Martinez is the undisputed Ring of Honor Women's World Champion.
Very competitive matchup. Congratulations to both women for their efforts. Tony, this matter's been cleared up. We got one champion.
New champion crowned and a debut on last night's AEW Dynamite. So Mercedes Martinez closing out the show as the undisputed ROH Women's World Champion, defeating Deonna Purrazzo to unify the ROH Women's and Interim Women's titles. So Martinez won the interim title at ROH Supercard of Honor after Deonna Purrazzo was unable to attend to defend the title, and the plan was to unify the belts here, and it is Mercedes Martinez leaving as ROH champion. So Martinez, now ROH champion, defeating Deonna Purrazzo, now an Impact Wrestling star primarily, who, in order to win the ROH title, defeated Roxy, now known as Roxanne Perez, in NXT. There's some wild Forbidden Door stuff happening behind the scenes as well. Not only did we see a title change last night, a champion crowned, but we had a debut as Impact's own W. Morrissey made his presence felt as the secret opponent for Wardlow, organized by MJF. Good back and forth match between W. Morrissey and Wardlow that Wardlow ended up picking up the win on. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a little more from W. Morrissey in Impact Wrestling in the weeks to come. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, 9 pitches for WrestleMania Backlash. What do we think? No, rather, what would we like to see happen this Sunday at WrestleMania Backlash? You can check that out on the YouTube channel right now. Later today, you have the predictions contest for WrestleMania Backlash as Andrew will be defending his Cultaholic title for the very first time. Who will he be defending against, though? Find out a little later on at youtube.com/cultaholic. On the podcast feed, a brand new Desert Island Graps dropped yesterday. I had a great chance to chat with Crystal from PWR, Philippines Wrestling Revolution. If you watch the Netflix documentary Midnight Asia, you will have seen Crystal on there talking about becoming one of the first female wrestlers in the Philippines. And it's a big step for her, and she's making great strides. She opens up about wanting to do more stuff in Japan, her tryout with WWE, and how she came within one visa from entering the Mae Young Classic, a heartbreaking story that she shares on a brand new Desert Island Graps. That is on the Cultaholic podcast feed right now. For the latest wrestling news throughout the day, check out Cultaholic.com. And for the latest wrestling podcast, ask your smart speaker to play Cultaholic Wrestling. Now, I'm off tomorrow, so you'll have no news podcast. You will have a brand new classic SmackDown review on Saturday, though. Matthew, Greg, and myself had a lovely time catching up and chatting about SmackDown from the year 2001. Latest episode on your podcast feed and at patreon.com/cultaholic on Saturday morning. And I'll be back with you on Monday. So I'll speak to you then. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.